Guess who's on the phone line, y'all? Mr. Kevin Hart. Hey, Kevin.
What's going on, you old son of a bitch?
Hey, look here, you little mother. You know, we're live on the radio, and you just made me cuss. How you going to have
we
me do that?
Yet. We ain't live yet.
Yeah, we are. And Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Well, you should beat me out. Somebody should have warned me that we was live.
Hey, Kevin.
Nobody gave me a heads up.
Mr. Kevin Hart, I got to tell you, man, your career has been such an epic fail so far. You have been stinking it up all over the films, TV,
everywhere.
You have just been sucking. And
you know what? You know what's funny, Russ?
Yeah.
My career actually took off the moment that I deleted your number out of my.
And you know this don't even call me. You know, he used to call me, hey, Russ, how you doing? Not anymore. I got to go through three people to say hi to Kevin Hart.
Damn.
Ain't that a bitch?
I figured it out. I was like, why can't I make it? What is all this? One day, as I was thinking that, Russ Parr popped up in my phone. And I said, what is this?
Wow.
This is my problem.
Yeah.
I said, it's Russ. I said, the fact that I got a guy named Russ Parr calling me. It was weighing me down. And Russ, the minute I got rid of it, look what happened.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm feeling this, man, because you're doing an interview with me on a cell phone. On the other stations, you're on a hard line. You are an ass. You are hashtag ass. Kevin Hart, ass. I swear. I go to the movies, you're on every freaking trailer.
Oh, all right? My God.
But you know what? I'm proud of you.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You applauded. You said, good job, Kev. Way to go.
All right, good job.
If you see a trailer that I'm not on, you call me because that means I need to fire my agent.
Well, let's get serious. You know, could you have worked with a worse actor than Ice Cube? He is. How many times can you scowl at a motherfucker? How many times can you do that and be considered an actor? He's the worst freaking actor ever in the history of.
No, he's
I
not.
I hope you bring him back to life.
You know what?
Yes.
You know what I'll say to that, Russ?
And tell that I said that too.
I will say this, Russ.
Yes.
I will say you're wrong in this case. Unlike Russ Parr, Ice Cube has actually launched careers. You know what, Russ?
That's true.
You had a chance to actually launch my career. Instead, Russ, you know what you did?
Yeah.
You put it in for a minute with those D movies that I'm trying to get off of Wire Image right now.
It'll never happen.
Wow, that hurt
I've
my feelings.
I've been trying to delete something like a business from my resume forever. And I can't.
Wow.
I can't do it, Russ.
Well, you're not trying. How about 35 and ticking? You trying to remove that? I know you're not trying to remove 35 and ticking. I know you're not trying to do that.
35 and ticking, I give you that. 35 and ticking, I'll give you that one. Right. But what I will say about Cube, me and Cube's chemistry in this movie is ridiculous. So I can't let you shoot him down because he's good in this. And you can't say he wasn't good at 21 Jump Street.
Oh, my God, he was the best in 21 Jump Street.
Right,
he was awesome in it.
This is the second time he's good in, like, 18 movies, okay? You know, every time I watch one of Ice Cube's movies, I'm saying, man, the time is going by so slow there. Hey, is this movie almost over? Are we almost there yet?
That was good.
I worked for that joke.
That was a pretty funny one. I'm not going to find that.
I'm excited about Ride Along, man. And you know, Ice Cube knows I'm kidding. And, of course, you know I'm kidding, too. But I'm excited about this film. I want everybody to go out and support Ice Cube and Kevin Hart tonight in Ride Along, man. Because he needs a win here. Kevin needs a win really bad. He needs to stay relevant.
He's doing so bad.
The funniest man on TV. You see that ad where they say he's the funniest man in America?
Yeah, like, really, are you?
That's some bullshit.
Hey, Russ, real quick.
Yeah.
Are you still working out for nothing? Because your body is insane. That's right, Russ. You still look like somebody's aunt.
Oh, damn. That was mean. That was very mean.
You got me,
you got
man.
The body of somebody's aunt, of a 40-year-old.
You win. But you know I love you, Kevin. I love you, man.
I love you back, man. Honestly, it's always good to talk to you, Russ.
Absolutely.
Ride Along in theaters, man. Go support it this weekend, people. It does not disappoint. And Russ,
yes.
I'm telling you right now, this is me in rare form. I'm serious. You got to go see it, Russ. Matter of fact, text me. I'm going to put your number back in my phone today. I put a DMP next to it for do not pick up. I'm going to put your name back in. Call me after you see it, Russ. For real.
I will, man. Hey, Kevin, love you, man. I'll get at you.
Love you all back.
All right, peace.
Bye.
You know, we didn't bring up grudge match.
You should have.